You know what time it is?
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's another edition of Fin Talk Radio with your host, him and Maria Wells. Brought to you by Edward Jones, Crystal Carter, Wintersville Fitness, Valdosta Bike Center, FitMix, Loop Fitness and Personal Training, Valdosta Health and Wellness, Southern Bodies Fitness Gifted, and Crunch Fitness Valdosta. And now, it's Jim and Maria on News Talk 105.9 WBGA.
Hello and welcome to Fin Talk Radio. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And we are here on a great Thursday night with another great edition of Fit Talk Radio.
Glad to be here and hope everybody's ready for a great show.
Absolutely excited to be here tonight. Jim, we got another packed show. Oh, we've just had some great shows lately.
And not only that, but we've been busy. We've been to an event, got other events coming up. Besides being on the radio, you also do a lot of posting on social media, so you can follow Fit Talk Radio and some of the events we cover that way as well. And, for example, this past Saturday.
Yeah, we were right here in Valdosta at Crunch Fitness and had a big posing seminar with Roland Huff out of Columbus, Georgia, and taught these new and upcoming athletes to learn how to pose better.
Right. There were some male and female athletes that were competing in bikini, wellness, physique, and what else?
Classic physique.
Classic physique. Yes, all of those were covered, and had a couple of pros showing them how to do it right.
Absolutely, Christina Bryant. Of course, she's no stranger to the Valdosta area. She was here and helped these young athletes, and I really appreciate her being here and helping out. Of course, Roland Huff himself is an IFBB pro. So just congratulations to both of those people, but so excited about them coming back because Roland is coming back June the 5th for another posing seminar here in Valdosta. So be listening in, and we'll give you more details about that. But coming up, Jim, we're going to another posing seminar on the 22nd down in Florida, Ocala, Florida.
Ocala.
To Goals Gym. And Tony Curtis, he is the head of the North Florida District of the NPC. He will be heading that particular posing clinic up. It is absolutely free to anyone who would like to come and learn how to pose better, whether it be whatever category it may be. And so we're going to be down there with the North Florida District in Ocala at Goals Gym.
And not only is Tony Curtis very knowledgeable, he's just also just a good guy, fun to be around.
Great guy. I call him the Duck Dynasty guy because he's got that long white beard. He's a pretty cool guy. He's been in the NPC for a number of years, just forever. He's been a great help to me and been a great resource for me. Of course, he has several big shows down there in Florida, so his Monster Classic and several others. He's part of the Daytona Beach Bodybuilding Classic, my old stomping grounds. And so he's just really big. So we're looking forward to going down to Florida and seeing what Florida has to offer down there. May the 22nd, I believe it starts at 1 o'clock. So if you're interested and want to travel down south, to that posing clinic is absolutely free. And it's an NPC posing clinic by Tony Curtis and his group, his North Florida group. So excited about that. But got a lot of things going on, Jim. We've got to tell everybody about our latest project for Fit Talk Radio coming up here shortly. We're going to be talking about our Fit Talk calendar search coming up. And also we've got Ms. Shaq Gervin, who is the dope trainer.
And we're going to find out in a little bit what D-O-P-E stands for.
We certainly will. I had a couple of messages. Does that mean she's a good trainer? I said, well, maybe, but yes, I think she's a good trainer, but we're going to find out what it actually means. So several people messaged me about that, and she's going to be an exciting person to listen to, and she's exciting for us just to get to know her and meet her, wasn't she, Jim?
Oh, yes, a very memorable person. You know, she'll make an impression on you. I know she did me, and you as well.
Oh, she did me. I was just blown away by her. We met her in Atlanta, Georgia, at Abdul Gibbs' debut NPC show.
And, his debut as a promoter.
That's
yes,
right.
Yes.
And it was. She was just incredible. She brought me literally to tears.
Very inspirational.
Very.
She has a very inspirational story. And she's just a very positive, uplifting person.
She absolutely is. You know, I'm not really intrigued by many people, but she was definitely one person that I will never forget her as long as I live. And she made a really impact on me. And like I said, she brought me to tears in Atlanta. And, of course, I know you think I cry about everything, but...
Well, you do, but that's all right. If that's what you want to do, go ahead.
I don't, Mike. I'm not a crybaby, okay?
Hey, I believe you.
Hey, we were there at the Westin for the event, and we were having church there that day.
We were having church that day.
Right there in the middle of that.
Right there in the middle of that.
Bodybuilding competition.
We were having church. We were being blessed anyway. And hopefully, Jim, we're a blessing to other people. I mean, you know, that's what we hope to be to our listeners out there. We just hope to be a blessing to you guys, and we hope that we can shed some light on some subjects for you guys about fitness. And we are just here to encourage you to get up and get moving, no matter what age you are. Jim and I aren't spring chickens, and so, you know, we understand. And that's why sometimes I post, and I know Jim doesn't post as much as me, but... You know, I want you to know, I want my listeners and people out there that are following me that, hey, it's not easy for me. I posted the other day, you know, this isn't easy for me. You think it is, you know, but I didn't want to go to the gym that day. I didn't really want to be working out and hurting my body. But, you know, I went anyway. I did it anyway.
Well, have you been seeing my posts on MySpace?
No, I have not been seeing your post on my help the poor man out, MySpace.
I don't know if anybody has seen your post on MySpace. Just won't be honest with that.
This is why Jim only has a Facebook account and not an Instagram or a TikTok or a Twitter.
Oh my.
MySpace, really?
I'm not on Twittergram or any of those.
Well, you know, honey, I'm struggling. I have to get help just about every day from some young person on Instagram.
You must be getting good help because you have been busy with this calendar.
Well, I've been excited about it, and it just, you know, it got in my spirit about 3 weeks ago to get this going, that this was the time, and it's blowing up. I understand that it's gone viral down in Florida, that they just have just gone crazy with it.
And this is, again, sponsored by Fit Talk Radio and www.fittalkfitnessmodelcalendarsearch.com.
And, you know, this is Jim and I's first project, our first calendar. And, you know, I want to tell everybody because this was really important to me. Back in the day, in the 80s and 90s, late 80s and 90s, I was on two calendars, Jim.
Right.
And I don't know if any of y'all might. You probably never heard of Stroh's beer.
I don't think so.
I didn't think you had. It is no longer, but at one point in time, they put out a beer called Stroh's beer, and I was on the Stroh's Rose poster, calendar poster for Stroh's beer, and I had to go win a competition, and I got picked to be on a calendar. And it was in the late 80s, and it was called the Stroh's Rose of Georgia, and. That was a real big experience for me. I never forgot that experience. And then a couple of years later, I was on another one that happened to be a Y100 calendar out of Albany, Georgia, another radio station. And they put on a calendar. It put out a calendar. But back in the day, they didn't do slip calendars because I think it was cheaper. And I'm on a poster calendar. So, and I've got both of them framed at home. They're up in the attic. Getting dust.
So one big poster with all 12 months, all 12 days.
Right. And I never, ever forgot that experience. You know, it just stuck with me. And years later, unless you're going to laugh, years later, I would be traveling places, be going places. And I'll never forget this. I stopped at a gas station one time. And, you know, I was many, many miles away from home. And this guy, you know, looked at me and, he said, I know you. And I was like, no, I don't think so. I don't know who you are. And he said, yeah, I know you. And I was thinking, no, you don't. You know, I've never seen you before. Just some backwoods, you know, gas station that I had stopped at. And he said, yeah, I do know you. And I was like, no, you don't. And then all of a sudden he said, yeah, you're on my wall in my bedroom. And I'm like, freaking out. I mean, this is like years, 20 years later, I'm still on this guy's wall in his bedroom, you know. And but he knew me from the calendar. I mean, that's where he knew me from. He you know, he had seen me there. And then he was hollering at the guy that was underneath the car in the garage, and, hey, man, come out here and see this girl. You know, oh, she's on my calendar, you know, from the 1980-somethings, you know. But, you know, I just never forgot that experience. And I just thought, you know, and, you know, I thought what a great way to really promote these athletes, these men and women who have worked so hard for their bodies, and to try to promote them and to put together this calendar for 2022. And so that's why we're a Fit Talk Radio calendar search, calendar model search for the best bodies, you know, out there. And all they have to do, Jim, is send in a picture. They can go to our website. They send in a picture. You can send up to 4 pictures, 1 to 4 pictures. You know, I think that if you're going to do this, I think you need to send at least 2 pictures to really show your physique and your face, and submit the pictures. It is a $25 fee per picture. I'll get it out in a minute. And you've got 2 months. The contest actually officially doesn't start till June 1st, but several people have already submitted their pictures. The website is up and going, so you can go to the website.
And runs through July 31st.
It runs through July 31st. That gives people time.
If you still want to shed 5 more pounds.
If you want to shed 5 more pounds or get some new pictures, you know, maybe you're doing a contest, you know, in June, and you'll be really lean and mean, you know, in late June. So this gives people time to submit their photos. But, you know, the website was shut down and won't accept any more photos after the 31st of July.
And each winner will be featured in one of the calendar months of the 2022 Fit Talk Radio calendar, as well as being featured in the first edition of Fit Talk magazine. And they'll receive a professional photo shoot by DC Photos and Dwayne Culpepper. They'll get a t-shirt and a swag bag.
There you go. So, you know, I think it's going to be pretty good. I think it's going to be good. I think we're going to get a lot of submissions. And
we're going to announce the winners live on the air on this show August 5th.
That's
correct?
Right. So Thursday after the 31st, which would be August 5th, we're going to announce the winners live. If you don't listen to it or hear it on the air on August 5th, the winners will send, we'll also get an email. So it's going to be, I think it's going to be really, really good. And I hope the major rule is you just have to be 18 years old or older. So to submit a photo.
Yeah, all the rules, and, you know, you can submit photos and do everything you need to do on www.fittalkfitnessmodelcalendarsearch.com.
There you go. And it's very easy to do it. I even submitted mine in your picture, Jim.
Uh-oh. Well, I won't hold my breath on winning that one. I'm not ready. I need to lose 3 more pounds.
Well, at least. It was just our sit-down
picture. Actually, 33.
33. Well, it was one of our sit-down pictures from Mother's Day, so it really wasn't a real picture. I was just trying to make sure that the website worked. But anyway, you can find us on Instagram or Facebook, and you'll find all the information. Or you can give us a call here at 241-1059 if you have any questions about the Fit Talk Radio Fitness Model Calendar Search Contest. And we'll be talking more about that in the weeks to come, and letting you know what's going on. But we're going to have a little bit of a discussion tonight, too, about vitamins. So we're going to take a commercial break, and then we're going to come back and talk about vitamins, because you're deficient in a particular vitamin, Jim, and this is what kind of sparked your interest.
All right, so we'll find out about vitamins, what they're good for, and what foods are good sources of those vitamins.
Right after this. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
This is Simon Gary. My wife, Melissa, and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020.
Southern Bodies is the largest family-owned and operated fitness center in the area, with a 14,000-square-foot main gym and a 3,600-square-foot connected CrossFit gym. Their gym is fully stocked with cardio equipment and a large free weight area with all the weights you can need. Southern Bodies has one of the very few area yoga classes in the area, as well as HIIT, bar, step, dance, boot camps, butts and guts, and more, all taught by top-notch certified instructors. Southern Bodies is only days away from opening their kitchen, which will deliver the tastiest, healthiest, customized meal prep services around. Their meals will not only fit your healthy lifestyle, but will be meals you will truly want to eat and enjoy day after day while not breaking the bank. One of the moves they've made that they are most proud of is teaming up with Tin Roof CrossFit, who shares the property with them. And as a member of Tin Roof CrossFit, you are also awarded a full membership to Southern Bodies Gym. Southern Bodies is committed to not just being a gym in the community, but a gym that is part of the community. And they have enjoyed working with groups such as Call to Care, Waiting for Lungs, and their most proud partnership, Life Unlimited. Southern Bodies Family Fitness at 604 West 2nd Street in Tipton. Call 229-386-1202.
This is Sean Eisenberg, and my wife, Melissa, and I own and operate FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training. It's 2021, and it's time to get in shape. We offer boot camps, Pilates, yoga, cardio boxing, strength training, Spartan training, and more. FitMix is a veteran-known facility located at 3323 Venus Road, Suite E, and we are the little sister gym to Winnersville Fitness. Contact my wife, Melissa, for more information at 229-305-6465 or email her at morethanfit@gmail.com. Get more than fit with FitMix.
Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is dedicated to offering their patients individualized therapy in order to achieve optimal health and well-being. Conditions such as menopause, perimenopause, andropause, or a general hormone imbalance can negatively affect day-to-day living. Their goal is not only to help you feel better, but also to help you maintain therapeutic levels in order to continue living a healthy lifestyle. Call them today at 229-469-6137 or stop by 3328 Venus Road in Valdosta. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic, there for you.
This is Sean Ashbury, and my wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Valdosta Bike Center and More, located at 1907 Baytree Place in Remerton. We're an authorized Trek dealer, but we also service and repair all types of bicycles. We recently started a pickup and delivery service for a small additional fee. We will pick up your bicycles, service or repair them, and drop them back off, so you don't have to worry about cramming them into the back of your car. We're excited to serve the bicycle community, and we hope that you will stop by and see what we have to offer. Please like and follow us on Facebook to keep up with the additional services we plan to offer.
Don't let concerns about today's events derail your long-term financial strategy. Hi, I'm Edward Jones, financial advisor Crystal Carter, and I am here to help. We can work together to understand today's financial landscape and work toward achieving your goals. While you can't control market volatility, you can control your financial future. Let's connect.
Edward Jones, member SIPC. Let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on Newstalk 105.9 at WZGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And glad you're back to join us right here on Fit Talk Radio tonight. Jim, we've got some great, you've got some great information about different types of vitamins.
Right. And, you know, we've been talking about this and thinking about this for a while recently. I was not feeling particularly well. I'm not really sick, but just dragging. My energy levels weren't what they used to be. I'm just tired a lot. And
you are almost 59 years old.
And, well, yeah, I'm 59 years young, you know. But, you know, and sometimes just kind of feeling some stress. And so anyway, I went to a health professional, went to see Tracy at Valdosta Wellness.
Health and Wellness, right.
And, you know, she did some blood work. I don't think I've ever had blood work done just for the purpose of analyzing what vitamins and minerals you're deficient in. And so here are your levels and, you know, just, you know, the details she went into in telling me. I mean, she was very in-depth. Telling me, you know, well, your levels on this are here, we need you to be here. You know, this level here, you're within the range, but just barely. This level here, oh, you're great, you're off the charts here. You know, those kind of things. I don't think I'd ever had that done before. And it's a little bit enlightening for me. And, of course, you know, one of the things she told me was I was severely deficient in vitamin D.
Right.
And you were a little bit alarmed because you had recently come across an interesting statistic linking vitamin D and COVID.
Right.
Remember what that was?
Yes. Most people that have COVID have a severe vitamin D deficiency.
I think it was almost 70%.
70%, that's right.
Of people who have come down with COVID, yeah, had a vitamin D deficiency. I'm like, well, that's alarming. That's something I never heard before. You know, that probably needs to get out there. But, yeah, and then I got to thinking about it. And, you know, as far as I know, I don't believe I've always had a vitamin D deficiency. And I started thinking about why that would be. And, you know, there was a time, a long time, years and years ago, and I just decided that I was going to do the healthy thing and start drinking more water. So I stopped drinking sugary drinks, cut out sweet tea, cut out regular Cokes. Occasionally I'll have a diet or a Coke Zero or something like that, but not the full-on sugary drinks, but mostly water. Started drinking a lot of water. And then, of course, a few years ago, you know, when I was preparing to do physique contests, the nutritionists, the trainers, they want you to drink 1 to 2 gallons of water every day. Well, let's face it, if you're drinking that much water, you don't want a whole lot else to drink. You know,
no.
I basically have 1 cup of black coffee in the morning and the rest was water. So, you know, you don't feel like drinking a big old glass of milk.
Right.
And so I just have got in the habit over the years that I drink water, 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 water. And water is very good for you.
It is.
But it has no vitamin D in it. It doesn't have vitamin C in it. It doesn't have a lot of things in it. And, you know, thinking about eating healthy, I said, well, you know, most of the cereals, you know, high in carbs, that have added sugar, all that. So I stopped eating cereal. So when you stop eating cereal, guess what else you cut out? That milk that you were pouring over it. And so somewhere along the line, you know, I got a vitamin D deficiency. And it was, you know, it was told me that. I thought, okay, so fine. I'll go home and I'll drink a glass of milk, you know, or two, you know, every day. No, that wasn't good enough. So, so I'm going to go to, you know, the local drugstore, department store, big box store and get over-the-counter vitamins. No, you know, you're severely, severely deficient. I'm on prescription vitamin D. I didn't even know there was such a thing.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was prescription strength vitamins. I thought just, you know, yeah, I'll take a one a day or something. But no, but... Okay, so, yeah, I learned a little bit. I actually learned a lot. I feel like I learned a lot in talking with Tracy. And anyway, so started doing a little research on my own about some of these vitamins and what they do, what they're good for, and what are the sources, you know, where, you know, in foods, in food and drinks, where do you get these? So we'll hit just a few of them. You know, there are so many, and not to mention minerals. You know,
right.
That's, you know, that's a whole different thing, too. But vitamin A, for example. All right, so vitamin A is good for your vision. It may lower prostate cancer risk and keeps tissues and skin healthy. It's good for bone growth and aids your immune system. So that's a lot of good stuff going on there for vitamin A.
Need all that, for sure.
Okay. And where do you get it? Where do you find it in? What foods?
Well, I mean, liver and beef liver and eggs, mm-hmm. shrimp, which I love shrimp,
yeah.
Fortified milk,
right.
Butter, cheddar cheese, Swiss cheese.
Right. Sweet potatoes, carrots, pumpkin, squash, spinach, mangoes, turnip greens.
Yummy, all that yummy food.
Yeah. Do we have a caller, Mike?
Yep, I was going to say, I think we got a caller.
Okay, caller. Who are we speaking with? We have a caller on the air? Well, they hung up.
Maybe they'll call back.
Maybe they'll call back.
Cut off. So, many, and here's a note on that also. Many people get too much vitamin A from food and supplements. Large amounts of supplemental vitamin A can be harmful to bones. So like a lot of other things, you know, a certain amount is good, but you don't want to overdo it.
Right, right. So, I hear that about a lot of things.
Yes. Vitamin B1 is good for healthy skin, hair, muscles, and brain, and is critical for nerve function.
Oh, I need a lot of that. And that's why I take an injectable vitamin B complex. B complex.
Okay.
Which has all the B vitamins in it,
right,
for that simple reason, because, you know, I need all that, all the B vitamins,
yeah,
for my brain function and nerve.
B6, B12.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
All right. And you can also get B1 from pork chops. Well, that's good news.
Brown rice, ham,
soy milk, acorn squash,
and watermelon.
All right.
Yummies.
Let's skip down to B6. How about B6? Bingo. Call out bingo number. B6. B6 may reduce the risk of heart disease. Also plays a key role in sleep, appetite, and moods. Helps make red blood cells. Influences cognitive abilities and immune function. Once again, a lot of important things going on right there.
That's why you need those B vitamins, all of them. Eat meat, fish, poultry, legumes, tofu. Now, I'm not going to eat tofu. But potatoes, bananas, watermelons, and other sources. Many people don't get enough of this nutrient, vitamin B6.
Many people do not get enough of that particular nutrient. That's right. And B12. B12 may lower the risk of heart disease, and it assists in making new cells. And you can get B12 from meat, poultry, fish, milk, cheese, eggs, fortified cereals, and fortified soy milk. And many people, particularly older adults, are deficient in B12 because they have trouble absorbing this vitamin from food. Also, those on a vegan or vegetarian diet often don't get enough B12, so they might need to take supplements. A lack of vitamin B12 can cause memory loss, dementia, and numbness in the arms and legs. So B12 is important. All right, vitamin C. I think a lot of people are familiar with vitamin C.
Right.
It may lower the risk for some cancers, including those of the mouth, esophagus, stomach, and breast. It may protect against cataracts, helps make collagen, which is a connective tissue that knits together your wounds.
And also helps your skin not to sag.
And bolsters the immune system. And, of course, you can get that from fruits and fruit juices, especially citrus. But also, potatoes, broccoli, bell peppers. I knew that bell peppers were a good source. And also tomatoes. I'd always heard that many people don't know that a tomato is rich in vitamin C. Spinach, strawberries, Brussels sprouts.
You like Brussels sprouts. I don't. But I take vitamin C every day, too. I do take a vitamin C every day.
And then one we talked about earlier, vitamin D, strengthens bones, helps form teeth, and you get that from milk, fortified cereals, fatty fish, margarine. Many people don't get enough of this nutrient. While the body uses sunlight to make vitamin D, it can't make enough if you live in northern climates or if you just don't spend a lot of time out in the sun.
You know, I read that if you will spend 15 to 20 minutes a day outside in the sunlight, you will have enough vitamin D. You know, southern people are notorious for being vitamin D deficient. And, you know, we have all this sunshine. But I think we get so hot. A lot of us
stay inside in the air conditioning.
I got a vitamin D deficiency myself. And it's back up. And I take 10,000 IUs of over-the-counter now, but I took the vitamin D prescription, Jim, for a while. Because, you know, and I would have never thought, and I love the sun. But, you know, as we got older, I just didn't get out in the sunshine that much anymore. My brother William believes in being out in that sunshine and getting that vitamin D every day.
He
soaks that up. He does.
Vitamin E acts as an antioxidant, neutralizing unstable molecules that can damage cells. Vitamin E may help prevent Alzheimer's disease. You can get vitamin E from vegetable oils, salad dressings, vegetable oils, wheat germ, leafy green vegetables, whole grains, and nuts. Unfortunately, everyone, according to what I've read, vitamin E does not prevent wrinkles or slow other aging processes, which I think is an urban myth.
Yes. Yeah, you just can't slather vitamin E all over you to get rid of the wrinkles. Unfortunately, otherwise I bathe in it nightly.
And of course, a lot of people would ask, well, what about a multivitamin? And I think we have a caller again. Is that right, Mike?
We do indeed.
Okay.
All right. Who do we have on the line?
This is Shaq Durbin.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
hey,
Shaq. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks, Ashton. How are you?
We are fine. We have been talking about vitamins here on the air. We're so glad that you called us today and that you're our guest. Jim and I talked about you just a little earlier about how we met you in Atlanta, Georgia. So we've already given the listeners just a little taste about what's going on with you today. And you were just such an impressive person. So impressive to me. I left there, that show that day, and I just felt rejuvenated and revived. And Jim said on the air a while ago, we almost had church right there in the middle of that bodybuilding competition in Atlanta. But you were just an unforgettable person to me, and you just blessed the socks off of me. And, that's why I said, you had to call. You had to be a guest on our show because we just thought that you had a great, great story. Didn't we, Jim?
Thank you.
That's right. And why don't you tell us basically the same story that you told us in Atlanta, which started with you actually losing your job with the utility company, right?
It was a housing authority.
Okay, housing authority, okay.
Yes. At the age of 32, I was diagnosed with a health condition called Parkinson's disease. Lost the ability to walk, talk, think, and speak on a cognitive level due to a low dose of dopamine. Dopamine is a neurotransmitter that tells your body to respond to a reaction when my body doesn't produce enough of it. After several appointments to neurologists and specialists, having been told that they don't see anything wrong with me and having to go back with leaving the doctor's office with more questions than I had answers, I became frustrated. Frustrated to the point where I just started to dislike anything that anyone who came my way. Not understanding that it was something that I had to deal with on a more spiritual level, more so on a more humbling level. It took for me to bump my head and to hit rock bottom before I could realize that it was bigger than me. So I started speaking to myself and speaking to my Almighty, asking God, what is it that I'm doing wrong, or why me? He said, why not you? He said, I'm the manufacturer. I have the keys and the codes to everything you need. You just got to trust me where you can't trace me. And I'm like, okay. And the same thing, I'm still very furious, very angry, not wanting to give in, not wanting to allow him to be the pilot of my situation. So I lost my job with the Atlanta Housing Authority because I wasn't able to maintain or to carry out my job description. Once I lost my job, I decided to take my severance package and live this little me and my kids. We lived just a tad bit into my account. It was almost drained. When I got down to $200 in my account.
Uh-oh. I think we lost her.
She'll call
She'll
back.
She'll call back.
Well, we'll just keep talking until she comes back. She has just lost her job at the housing authority due to Parkinson's.
Yes.
And trying to make it. Did we get her back?
I think so.
Shaq, are you back on the air with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay. If that happens again, just call back. Sometimes it does happen.
Not a problem.
Continue.
Not a problem. When I was down to almost $200 in my account, I started to realize, okay, it's time to find a job. So because I knew housing, like the back of my hand, because we were tested every quarter, I just knew it was going to be very easy for me to find a job. But God said, eat work for yourself. I said, I hear what you're saying, God, but I have kids, I have a mortgage, I have a car note, I have responsibilities that I got to maintain. So right now, trying to go out on my own wouldn't be the best role for me. So I said, okay, this is just a thought between God and I. stumbled, and I applied for every housing authority that I knew was hiring. Got to the phone interview for each and every one of them, and I was cut.
Oh,
no one knew you to the phone interview.
Huh? I said, oh my goodness, they cut you from every interview.
Absolutely. Normally, when you get to the third interview, you're actually filling the deal. You're getting ready to get your papers, your boarding papers, and your responsibilities. Well, that wasn't my situation. So I got to my last interview, which was the CAT housing. Third interview, they said, well, I'm sorry, we're not able to give you the position. I'm thinking to myself, what is it that I'm doing? Or what is it that I'm not doing to seal the deal? So I called the hiring manager and said, ma'am, could you please tell me what is it? Could you give me some tips? She said, well, come in. Let me talk to you for a second. I know you. And unfortunately, you don't fit the description of what we need. You're like a circle trying to fit into a square. So at this point, I have to go into survival mode. I got to find a job because I got to take care of my kids. I applied for Walmart, Target, TJ Maxx, Family Dollar, Quick Trip, Waste Trip, Dollar General. I could not land a job. So at that point, I just said, okay, God, I give in. He said, okay, listen. Now, you have to trust me when you can't change and say yes, sir. So this was a conversation between God and I. A couple of days later, I received a call from a guy named Xavier Butler. He said, Shaq, I've been watching you on Instagram. You are a phenomenal trainer. I would like to see you to be co-owner of my gym. Decided to go that route, and I could be the change that I wanted to see. So I did every morning at 3 o'clock. Next to the gym by 4, my mom and my daughter were my only clients for a couple months. And how I was able to sustain, I have no idea. I said, God, doing everything you asked me to do. But I don't see any breakthroughs. He said, faith without work is dead. My daughter's name is Faith. I started working her. I worked her, placed on Instagram, social media, every social media page I had, and my phone started to ring off the hook. I got more clients than I could handle. Now, all the while, my health was still diminishing. So I had to study my own body. I had to research to figure out what it was that was causing my body to do what it did. And it was dopamine. Lack of dopamine. So that's why I decided to call myself the Dope Female Trainer. With dope stands for dominating on purpose every day.
The D-O-P. Everybody's been asking me because I posted that, what is the dope trainer? So I said, well, what do you think it is? And several people said they think a dope trainer is just a great trainer. I said, well, she is a great trainer, but that's not exactly what it stands for.
Specifically, it's dominating on purpose every day.
Absolutely.
All right.
Dominating on purpose every day. Absolutely.
So that
was my motivation, yes, ma'am.
So you started training people. And what happened since then?
My passion is fitness. My passion is seeing people with results, helping people get to the point where whatever their mind, whatever their goal is, I help them to see. I empower women. I have women who have high levels of low self-esteem, and I help them get out of that situation. I have women who would rather stay placed in a box. Where they can expose themselves and see what it is they can do to get out of that situation. So I have women who have real-life situations. I'm not looking for accolades. I'm not looking for publicity. I'm not looking for any of that. What I'm looking for is results. I provide the dope experience. My experiences are experiences where women empower themselves. They lose that level of insecurity. They gain strength, confidence, flexibility, and they lose their weight at the same time. I build a bridge of confidence as well as flexibility, motivation, and I encourage people to get out and do things that they wouldn't under normal circumstances do. I'm also working with seniors who are one of my most loyal group of people because all they want to do is just be, they want to feel like they're still a part of something. They want to feel like they're still useful, and they want to feel like they can still compete or feel useful to do the things they used to do. I have a young lady who is now, she was 425 pounds. She said, Shaq, I haven't been able to do a jumping jack since I was 9. I said,
wow.
You don't do a jumping jack today? She said, I haven't walked in my neighborhood since I moved in. I've been in this neighborhood for 7 years. I've never walked down the street, so we're going to walk today. So since that time, it's been about 3 weeks. She was 425. She's now 414. I said, you got a little color. I want you to feel pretty. I want you to look pretty. The way that you look is the way you feel. The way that you feel will present how you perform. And she's been following every step of the way, and she's been making some positive strides now. My mission is to get up and help those who can't help themselves, help them see those things that they're capable of doing, but they don't have the motivation to do it.
Sarah, you are just an incredible human being. I'm tearing up just listening to you all over again because, you're just so incredible. You're empowering. You're empowering me, just listening to you. And what you're doing for others, those groups of people who sometimes the world discounts, the senior citizens. The people, the women who are down on their luck or they're way overweight, but you see value and you give these people hope.
And she's doing all this. She's doing all this, Maria, while she's battling a very serious health issue of
herself,
her own.
That's
and
right.
And she's out there uplifting others.
That's just what the whole incredible story and the fact that God shut down. You know, so many things that she was going after, you know, even her livelihood, her job, you know, she couldn't find a job because God just said, hey, no, I'm stopping you. You're going to do something else for my kingdom. I mean, that's the way I see it, Shaq. And I know that's the way you see it. You know, God just had to shut you down because, you know, you would have continued to work for the housing authority forever.
Absolutely.
And not followed your passion or his lead in your life. And, that's what was it. And even though you're suffering yourself, you know, you're encouraging others.
Well, I won't call it suffering. I'll call it utilizing my health situation for greater good. I'll look at it as facing my strongest weakness.
Facing your strongest weakness. Wow.
My strongest weakness. Yes, ma'am. My strongest weakness would be my health situation and being pushing past pain. And sometimes you got to be in an uncomfortable situation in order to move. And when it's time to move, we ask the question at that point is, which way will you move, up or down? So I use it as a motivational tool. I use it as long as I have breath in my body, I got to move. I got to keep pushing forward and helping myself, help others,
and
joy and passion. I love it.
Shaq, you shared a story with us in Atlanta, and you said that when you lost your job with the housing authority, and for a while, you know, you had some savings, you had severance pay, and you lived on that for a while, but when times got rough, there was a point where the balance of your bank account, you were $500 in the hole, and you went to the grocery store to get groceries for you and your child. And I want you to tell our listeners what happened.
Okay. December 30th, 2020, I was broke. My account was in the negative $500. I said, God, I'm hungry. I'm literally hungry. I said, I got to go and try to see if I can spark my heart to get something to eat. So I molded myself on down to the grocery store. And God in line, God said, if you can trust me enough to swipe your car for yourself, trust me enough to swipe your car for the people behind you. There were five people behind me, and they had buggies full of food. I said, listen, if you are behind me, I have to bless you right here, right now, today. So if you are behind me, put your items up on the conveyor belt, and God told me to bless you today. I said, well, I said, just put your items up on the conveyor belt. So once their food was swiped and charged and placed in the buggy, they all left. Well, I left empty-handed. I left still hungry. God said, you got to trust me that you can't trust me. I said, I hear you, God. I went to bed hungry. I woke up the next morning not knowing what was going to happen. I checked my account. My account was positive by $3,000. I had no idea. I just trusted like I was supposed to. I'm a diligent and a disciplined servant. When he say move, I move. My client decided to pay me early. And because I know who I am and whose I am, I'm going to always be a faithful servant.
So you didn't know that was going to happen, but your clients, your personal training clients, paid you early, paid you apparently in advance. And you were expecting to check your balance and be even further in the hole, and boom, there you are, 3,000 on the good side, 3,000 on the positive side. You know, Maria, I have, over the years, I have helped some people, I have blessed some people, and, you know, paid for food and those kind of things. I never have done it when I was $500 in the negative.
And you wouldn't.
That's stepping out on faith right there.
Right, exactly. I know you. You would not be comfortable doing that. You know, I know you well enough to know that. That would not be something. But you know what? You know, I've been where Shaq has been, Jim. You know, I have. And you know part of my story. Well, you know my whole story. Shaq didn't know it all. But, Shaq, I like you, have had three little children at home that I had to feed and take care of, and would have no money and didn't know where our next meal was coming from. And, you know, I've had to trust God for my finances on more than one occasion. And it's not easy to do that. It is very difficult to do that. But in those lessons that I learned at that particular time, my faith grew, just like yours has grown. And it was, you know, as I look back now, I see why God put me through the things why I went through the things that I did, because I would not have the faith for finances like I do. And God, you know, God just opened those doors, and those were tough times. And now I'm having to walk in another faith. Like you, I'm having to walk in faith for my health, because I never had a problem with my health until a few years ago. And found myself, you know, flat on the bed, you know, in 5 brain surgeries later, did not knowing if I was going to be able to get up and do anything much anymore, much less drive, you know, do some things. And here I am 2 years later, 2 years almost to the day, Jim, and, you know, I'm driving. I still have difficult days, but I'm driving. I'm doing anything I want to do. We're putting together this fitness calendar for Fit Talk Radio. I'm on the radio. I'm doing things. God has provided, and He provided all this time and all those years. And, of course, I have a wonderful husband. I you know, respect my husband. He has helped me. He has lifted me up. He has stood by me. But I didn't always have that. And, you know, and God had to just lead me, and I grew in my faith for finances and everything that I had at one point in time. So, you know, Shaq, I understand where you're coming from, girl. I understand what you've been through. And I think that's why you touched me so deeply in Atlanta. And you will never really know how deep you touched me. There's very few people that can really reach into me and really can touch me like you did. But, you know, God sent you there that day. He provided for you to be there at that show. Because, you know, when I don't feel good now and I don't want to go to the gym, or I want to wallow in self-pity, I think about some of the things you said to me and some of the things, your testimony and how it affected me. And I'm not kidding you. It really did affect me, and you will forever live in my mind and heart in your testimony.
Thank you. I greatly appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, the fact that she just can share it with people, Jim, that's amazing.
Well, I am. My goal and my mission and my promise is to die empty. What I mean by die empty is whatever has been placed into me was placed in me for a reason. It wasn't for me to keep to myself. It was for me to express to those who need it. How terrible is wisdom that gains no profit to a man is wise. And what I mean by that is, there's knowledge that's within me, and if I hold on to it, I'm being selfish and I'm giving the information to those who are worthy of it.
Mm-hmm.
But to die with information in me, it's just as selfish as anything else. So I'm charged with giving my testimony to give those who are around me who have a little bit of self-esteem, just a little bit more motivation to tell, hey, she can do it, why can't I? So I choose to face my fears and put it out there for those who need it can receive it and use it. And for those who can receive and use it, I've done my job.
Wow. And, you know, Paul said a very similar thing, that, you know, when people tried to raise him up, you know, to the level of Jesus, he said, as Jesus becomes more known, then I will become less. And so by saying that you want to be left empty when you die, you're wanting to...
You know that you're filling people up along the way.
Right.
Absolutely.
And raising,
absolutely,
and raising the Lord and making yourself smaller. You know, Shaq, if people could just get a hold of this, if they could just be that giving and loving, you know, it would change the world. And I think you're changing the world, Shaq. I think you're changing the world one person at a time, and you're impacting so many people through your testimony. And like I said, you know, you impacted me, and I just felt like that my listeners out there would really enjoy your story because it's unique and it's different, and I really believe that the Lord has placed this in your heart to help others and to empower women particularly. And like I said, I haven't stopped talking about you. Jim, tell us what happened at church the Sunday morning, the very next day after we met Shaq. Tell us what happened, Jim. Tell our listeners what happened.
Yeah, before we worship together, we eat breakfast. You know, the small the whole congregation. It's a small congregation, but we eat breakfast together. And it's usually the men's table over there and the women's table over there. So the men are sitting at the table, and Pastor asked me about, you know, our weekend, and he knew that we had gone to Atlanta to Abdul's bodybuilding show. And so I was telling him, and one of the things I said, you know, we met this woman that just had an incredible story, and, you know, she was just so touching. And I told him a couple of things about you and some of the things that you had shared with us. And we were just, you know, guys sitting around talking at breakfast. Well, you know, we go in for the service. He's up there in the pulpit, and you know he starts sharing what I had said. So he's in the pulpit, you know, telling the whole congregation, everyone watching on Facebook Live, about you and some of the things that you had said, and you just became part of the sermon that day.
He called you by name, I believe.
Yeah,
he called you by name, and he just reiterated. As a matter of fact, I said something about it myself, about meeting you and your story, unknowingly that Jim had already told the pastor all about you that morning at breakfast. And then Clark integrated your story into his sermon, our pastor, Dr. Clark Harden. And so it was just really incredible. And if you want to hear about Shaq and hear the preacher talk about her story in the pulpit, you can go to our Brighton Road Baptist Church Facebook page and listen to all the sermons. And it was a couple of
What was the date of Abdul's show?
The 24th. So it was April the 25th.
The Sunday, yeah.
So it was incredible, Shaq. I mean, it really was incredible the way he was bringing you to the forefront there. Well, Shaq, anything, if you could leave our listeners with one thought, what would it be today?
I have something I wanted to share with you all, if you don't mind.
Yeah, right.
Please do.
It's called Dominating on Purpose Every Day. That's what I live by. No stone unturned, no opportunity overlooked, no barrier undefeated, and no obstacle incomplete to face. That's the name of the game. I wake up with the mentality to devour and divide. My motivation is the first conscious breath of the awakens life throughout my body, triggering my mind to pay thanks to the Almighty, jumpstarting my body to align myself with my faith, and allow my spirit to remain at one, and at peace, you see. My peace is sacred to me. Surpassing the understanding of anyone who dare challenge this, I protect it at all costs. With the overall understanding that my peace is priceless and far more valuable than any dollar amount, I handle it with the utmost care. Selective of my battles, as I'm aware that my peace is determined by the choices that I make, and my choices are a reflection of my position of maturity or lack thereof. We are free to choose, but we are not free from the consequences of the choices that we make. Life has been a way of testing the very core of our hearts, the muscles of our mouth, the size of our soul, and the rhythm of our energy. You see, that's why I choose to live a dope experience. What is the dope experience? It is focus. Following one course until successful. It is fear. Facing everything arising. It is hope. Having only positive expectations. It is leaving all the excuses and finding results. It is hanging on to the belief in danger or disapproval is against you. It is finding opportunity in opposition. It is empowerment. It is transparency. It is failure with the determination to be dope. It is being aware of your weaknesses and facing them head on. It is being comfortable with being uncomfortable. It is a cause without a cause. It is trusting them where you can't trace them. It is finding faith where you feel like all is lost. It is visualizing and executing. It is doing what you can while you can, because when you can't, you're going to wish you could. What is the dope experience? Well, the dope experience is dominating on purpose every day. The dope experience is strategy. The dope experience is me. That's it.
That's awesome. I hope that you will send that to me. I would like to post that. I know that's your mantra, and it is absolutely awesome. And thank you for sharing that with me and Jim again today and with our listeners.
Hey, you've got me wanting to start doing some dope. Dominating on purpose every day.
Dominating on purpose every day. Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Well, Shaq, we've got just a few more minutes before we have to close, and we've got to go to commercial break. But thank you again for joining us. You're an awesome person. I hope that our paths are going to cross again, no doubt. And I don't have to hope, because I believe that our paths will cross again. My car drives north on 75 towards Atlanta many times. So we will meet up with you again very soon. So thank you for being a guest tonight on Fit Talk Radio.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me. You all have a great night.
You too.
What a great guest, Jim.
Yes. And, you know, when you think about it, it's a little bit amazing that was the first time we met her.
Absolutely.
We were strangers, and she just laid that out and shared all that with us.
She did.
The first time we met.
She did. We're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
This is Sean Eisenberry. My wife, Melissa, and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020.
Southern Bodies is the largest family-owned and operated fitness center in the area, with a 14,000-square-foot main gym and a 3,600-square-foot connected CrossFit gym. Their gym is fully stocked with cardio equipment and a large free weight area with all the weights you could need. Southern Bodies has one of the very few area yoga classes in the area, as well as HIIT, bar, step, dance, boot camps, butts and guts, and more, all taught by top-notch certified instructors. Southern Bodies is only days away from opening their kitchen, which will deliver the tastiest, healthiest, customized meal prep services around. Their meals will not only fit your healthy lifestyle, but will be meals you will truly want to eat and enjoy day after day while not breaking the bank. One of the moves they've made that they are most proud of is teaming up with Tin Roof CrossFit, who shares the property with them. And as a member of Tin Roof CrossFit, you are also awarded a full membership to Southern Bodies Gym. Southern Bodies is committed to not just being a gym in the community, but a gym that is part of the community. And they have enjoyed working with groups such as Call to Care, Waiting for Lungs, and their most proud partnership, Life Unlimited. Southern Bodies Family Fitness at 604 West 2nd Street in Tipton. Call 229-386-1202.
This is Sean Eisenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training. It's 2021, and it's time to get in shape. We offer boot camps, Pilates, yoga, cardio boxing, strength training, Spartan training, and more. FitMix is a veteran-owned facility located at 3323 Venus Road, Suite E, and we are the little sister gym to Wintersville Fitness. Contact my wife Melissa for more information at 229-305-6465 or email her at morethanfit@gmail.com. Get more than fit with fitness.
Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is dedicated to offering their patients individualized therapy in order to achieve optimal health and well-being. Conditions such as menopause, perimenopause, andropause, or a general hormone imbalance can negatively affect day-to-day living. Their goal is not only to help you feel better, but also to help you maintain therapeutic levels in order to continue living a healthy lifestyle. Call them today at 229-469-6137 or stop by 3328 Venus Road in Valdosta. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic, there for you.
This is Sean Eichenberry, and my wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Valdosta Bike Center and More, located at 1907 Bay Tree Place in Remerson. We're an authorized Trek dealer, but we also service and repair all types of bicycles. We recently started a pickup and delivery service for a small additional fee. We will pick up your bicycles, service or repair them, and drop them back off, so you don't have to worry about cramming them into the back of your car. We're excited to serve the bicycle community, and we hope that you will stop by and see what we have to offer. Please like and follow us on Facebook to keep up with the additional services we plan to offer.
Don't let concerns about today's events derail your long-term financial strategy. Hi, I'm Edward Jones, financial advisor Crystal Carter, and I am here to help. We can work together to understand today's financial landscape and work towards achieving your goals. While you can't control market volatility, you can control your financial future. Let's connect.
Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk Radio with Jim. It's been a great show tonight.
That's right, and I hope our listeners learned a little bit about vitamins this evening and what they can eat to stay healthy, and I hope that they were inspired by our guest, Shaq.
I hope they were, too. It's been a great show. Remember to join us next Thursday night. We'll have Melissa Eichenberry in the house. And guess who else is going to be joining us as our guest?
Who else?
Miss Mojo Devation.
Oh, okay, good, good, good. Someone else that we saw recently in Atlanta.
Yes, and a really neat girl. And we'll be posting about that this coming week.
Right, and she's a competitor. And also, she is creative. She's a designer. I won't say any more than that for right now.
And she's another little fireball. I really like her.
She's very energetic, yes.
She's very energetic. She's from South Carolina, so be sure to join us next week.
And everyone, keep the faith, love your family, and stay fit.
This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.